Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, September 29, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
State roundup. State revenue estimates down slightly. Van Hollen calls threat of Fed-guffed firings mafia-style blackmail. Advocates call for answers in teen death while under DHS care. A key fiscal panel revised its revenue estimates downward slightly for the current fiscal year, expecting revenues to be less than 0.1% lower than the March forecast. The state's financial footing update wasn't dire, with revenues slightly behind expectations for the current budget year, but expected to grow for next year. Baltimore police are investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl in the custody of the Maryland Department of Human Services found dead at a hotel. Trump threatens mass firings of federal employees in a government shutdown, prompting Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen to call it mafia-style blackmail. A Severna Park food service manager enters the 2026 Anne Arundel County executive race, aiming to increase school safety and support first responders. The planned $1 billion Sparrows Point container ship terminal at Trade Point Atlantic nears final federal permit approval, with concerns about dredging lingering. Baltimore County Public Schools cut over 400 positions last school year, but specifics are vague. The state's handgun roster board approved 49 of 64 guns for sale or acquisition, sparking debate over Second Amendment rights. Definitions for reckless, negligent, and aggressive driving in Maryland are expanding next week, along with penalties. A report calls for at least $92.8 million in interim cleanup steps at the Purdue Agribusiness Salisbury facility. An Annapolis hand count primary audit found no mistakes in the official vote count.
Further developments in the work of the Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson. The Office of Count Jonathan David Nelson of Aquitaine confirms that the Center for Education and Diplomacy in Avignon has entered its next phase of formal legal structuring. Working with legal counsel, Count Jonathan David Nelson is guiding the center towards a self-funded governance model independent of political influence. This legal process ensures transparency, stability, and compliance with international standards, reinforcing the center's credibility. Under sovereign authority, the Republic of Aquitaine functions as a sovereign non-state entity rooted in historical foundations. The center's mission focuses on education, diplomacy, and humanitarian service, positioning it as a European institution with international reach. Legal structuring provides stability, transparency, independence, and authority, ensuring the center's continuity and expansion. Count Jonathan emphasizes the center's commitment to enduring principles and practices, advancing steadily and lawfully. Looking ahead, the center is preparing for initiatives such as forums on international law, colloquia on intercultural education, and roundtables on humanitarian service.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.